This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1625. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 11th, Angola, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Germany, Guam, Guyana, Indonesia, Mexico, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sri Lanka, USA, Vatican, Venezuela, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Wolfgang Büschel says, Radio Nacional Moulin-Rouge, Angola, is widely reported these days in North America, but a very tiny S5 signal here in Western Europe. Fading out around 0400 UT July 11th, measured on 4949.745. If you don't hear Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia at first, keep trying. It seems they're on and off, irregular from one day to the next. Around 6134.8 variable. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says on July 1st at 2205, they'd come back after some days' absence, a stronger signal now than ever each night, an ID at 2253. But on July 2nd, Bob Wilkner in Florida said they were absent from 6134.77. But they were back on UT July 5th, reported by Dave Vaco, Pennsylvania, in Hardcore DX on 6134.82, a nice clear ID at midnight 37. Present tropical Latin American music, and a live ID by the studio announcer at midnight 42. He says incredible strength, but some pulsing utility interference, as there usually is just on the low side of that frequency. Also reported on July 9th, midnight 10 to 0109, on 6134.8, says Nick Rank in the UK in the British DX Club. And the next night, July 10th, they stayed on the air an extra hour, closing down at 0206. North America's also audible in the mornings. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports Radio Santa Cruz, July 10th at 10:33, with lively Latin music and mentions of Santa Cruz. Ron Howard in California was also listening around that time. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports a tentative on Radio Cultura Philadelphia, Brazil, 6104.968, July 3rd at 2204, with the government program A Voz do Brasil at 2230. It closed down abruptly at 2301. He's heard it some other nights, closing down between 2301 and 2309. There's another Brazilian listed, Radio Canção Nova, but it's pretty sure it was Cultura Philadelphia. In the DRM NA group, Rafael Diniz in Brazil says, and I think he may be slightly biased, Brazil is really close to adopting DRM as the digital radio national standard, not only on the shortwave bands. The public broadcaster EBC is in the process of buying high-powered DRM transmitters to replace the old tube ones, and the signal departing from Brasilia will arrive when beamed to the north for sure in North America. Just like the digital TV standard, if Brazil opts for DRM, the majority of South America will also go DRM. Be confident that with all South, and why not Central America, using DRM, lots of DRM signals will arrive in the United States. And a related development about FM. The government has announced that the spectrum of channels 5 and 6 of analog TV will be allocated for digital radio after the TV switch-off. The government will allow AM stations that voluntarily wish to simulcast in the new VHF digital-only band to do so, but to simulcast also on medium wave while the transition is in progress. AM stations are also closing down in Canada, but moving to ordinary FM. Patrick Martin in Oregon has news for IRCA of some of the few AM stations in the north about to go off. CFWH 570 in Whitehorse, Yukon. Of according to Dan Cease, has their FM going and will turn off 570 on August 31st of this year. CFWH had been a beacon for years when DX conditions were good to the north in the winter. He's heard it several times in Oregon. Despite the call sign, I believe it is a CBC station. And from the same source, the CBC has applied to flip CFYK 1340 in Yellowknife, NWT, to FM. We recently had news of drastic reductions in the time on the air in ordinary AM from the shortwave transmitter site in Chile, CBC La Voz, also relaying other stations. But in the DRMNA group, Rafael Diniz in Brazil says, unfortunately, CBC has halted their transmissions in DRM, and they are selling their DRM trans radio equipment. He wonders what else he could pick up in Brazil, and New Zealand is one suggestion. We continue to hear that strange Colombian shortwave operation on 14950.75 variable, Salene Stereo in Rio Blanco. Reception is usually best in the evenings here, but it's lasting later into the night sometimes, and we also can detect the carrier in the daytimes. Sometimes it's also putting in a bit of audio after sunrise. It's mostly music with gospel lyrics, if you can hear them, pausing every couple of songs for an ID and an automated time check after a single Bible verse, although at other times there is preaching for a considerable period. The power does appear to be quite small, and only on rare occasions does the signal surge up for a brief peak where it's really audible. Brian Clark in New Zealand pulled it in on 14950.77. July 6th from midnight 26 tune in, peaking fair at best, he says. He followed it until 0518 when the audio was finally lost and has lots of recordings to pick out some highlights. There was a positive ID at 0125 and a sermon after 0130. Salene Stereo also made it to Wales, where Mark Davies reports it on 14950.7, round 2330 UT, July 6th. In Shortwave Bulletin, and now also in DX Listening Digest, number 12-28, Henrik Clements has written an article about this. He's been directly in contact with people at the station. Among other things, he says a transmission next to the 20-meter ham band would provide a reasonable signal for the local audience. Many people already own a set capable of receiving SW on many Japanese and Chinese receivers. After testing shortwave, which reached their target audience, the church would apply for a regular license. Colombia has many unused frequencies, and it is not too difficult to obtain a license anymore. There are only three regular shortwave programs audible right now in Colombia, whereas there were perhaps 30 a few decades ago. It's run by a Pentecostal church, but Rio Blanco is not too far from the national park Las Hermosas, which for many years had been a hiding place for groups belonging to the FARC guerrillas, who had been frequent users of shortwave radio, not so much anymore. Henrik says listening to the web transmission, the program consists of Christian hymns performed in all the main Latin American music styles, from ranchera and its Colombian sibling carrilera, to bolero, vallenato, or balada. Last week I reported hearing another Colombian station, this one on medium wave 1140, Radio Esperanza from Cartagena. That's the ID I actually heard in Oklahoma. However, further evidence arrived contradicting this. As unlikely as it may seem, the station in Monterrey Nuevo León, XCMR 50 kilowatts, which I at first thought it was, is in fact relaying the Colombian station, which is on the same frequency. That's according to monitoring by Tim Hall as he was on a vacation trip across southern Texas. Checking for jamming, I noticed that Radio Republica 9490 via French Guiana was on the air already before 0100 UT July 11th. Jeff White confirms that they have added an extra hour. Now they're on from midnight to 0200 every night. The signal is extremely strong here, and we cannot detect any jamming. However, long after they went off, I was still hearing some light pulse jamming on 9490 around 0500 and 1330. Once a frequency is jammed, these residual markers still show up whether or not there's anything to be jammed. Another confusing situation to be cleared up is about the HCJB tests replacing the Chile site on 11920 in Colina in Portuguese to Brazil at 2245 to 2445 UT. As I mentioned last week, they were mentioning that the transmitter site is French Guiana at the opening of each Portuguese broadcast at 2300. I listened just about every night. However, during the first week of July, these broadcasts were really coming from Wuchtachtel, Germany. Quite a difference, but both transmitter sites are operated by the same M&B organization. Davi Lucas in Brazil tells me he got a message from HCJB saying, a correction, we really made a mistake. Our broadcast is via Wuchtachtel, Germany. They had assumed, apparently, that French Guiana would be used since it's so much closer to Brazil. Kai Ludwig also forwards some items about this from the ADX list. However, it would have cost them much more to use the 250 kilowatt transmitters in French Guiana, so they went back to Germany. Starting on July 6th, I heard them announcing Germany, Alemania, instead of Guiana Francesa. They finally got it right. This was supposed to end after July 7th and go back to Chile, but on the 8th, they were still announcing Alemania. Finally, on July 9th, I heard them announcing Santiago de Chile once again. Mike Barraclough points out that the World Radio TV Handbook has now posted a July update on their website. Some late changes in the A12 schedules, WRTH.com. Of particular interest is a number of frequency changes by Radio Cairo, which are effective from July 18th, including three of the English broadcasts. At 21:15 to 22:45 to Europe, but probably also carrying on to North America, they're finally moving up to an appropriate much higher frequency than 6270, namely 11890. The next sesquihour hour in English at 2300 for North America moves also from 6270 to 9965. And the final repeat to North America at 0200 moves from 9315, which I think was all right, to 9720. Or apparently that one already has. The Andreas Volk and Wolfgang Büschel, a revised Deutsche Welle schedule effective July 5th, shows some changes, including to English broadcasts, all of which are via Rwanda now. At 0500, 5925 replaces 6075 and 9800 is deleted. At 0600, 15275 replaces 9470, although that frequency is still in use an hour earlier. Alokesh Gupta and Partha Sarathy Goswami in India forward a press release from Adventist World Radio. The first phase of AWR's major upgrade to Guam has been completed, and the massive new antenna is on the air. It's dated June 27th, but we think they've jumped the gun since the Sri Lanka relays substituting for Guam are still continuing. But the PR also says work will resume early next year after the current rainy season has passed, and it's possible to begin moving soil and pouring concrete. The second phase, which will be even more labor-intensive, will consist of erecting a new tower and adding a new high-frequency curtain antenna. Reporting to the NASA group on July 8th, Bob Wilkner in Florida says GBC Voice of Guyana has been missing since June 29th from 3290. On that occasion, from midnight 50 to 0100, they had transmitter modulation issues. And Dave Valko in Pennsylvania, Hardcordiax, also says no sign of 3290 at 0823 July 5th. This is World of Radio number 1625. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. No thanks for financial support this week, since none has been received for 2 or 3 weeks. If you would like to be acknowledged in the coming weeks, a check or money order in the mail may be sent to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Ron Howard in California says, has anyone noted the sad state of affairs with shortwave stations in Indonesia? A check of Atsunori Ishida's site shows part of the story. Recently, there have been times when I was only hearing two stations, the Voice of Indonesia and RRI Palangkaraya. 3325 continues to be the most reliable station, but it's often mixing with the weaker NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea. Two stations which had been active have been inaudible lately, RRI Wamena, approximately 4870, and Nabire, 7290. Voice of Indonesia continues to be heard, signing on before 1000 in English, 30 hertz below 9526. But reception is poor and varies a lot from day to day. RRI Jakarta on 9680 had been off the air since July 5th, but was heard again on July 10th, around 1000 UT. I've noticed the 100 kilowatt XERF 1570, Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, now an Imer public radio station, announcing they also have an FM frequency. It's XHRF on 103.9 with only 4 kilowatts. So far, this new FM frequency is not listed on their own website or in Fred Cantu's MexicoRadioTV.com. It must have just started. The government is encouraging Mexican AM stations to move to FM, although in this case I can't imagine them ultimately giving up their huge signal on AM 1570. Fred Cantu also explains what's going on to Terry Kruger. The transition to AM and FM, AM stations are being assigned an FM channel, and by default, the new FM is assigned the XH equivalent of their XE AM calls. Thus, XERF and XHRF. As near as I can tell, they'll only change it if the holder of the XH call complains or is widely known. In most cases, the change involves inserting a letter E. So, if there were already an XHRF, to take this example, it would become XHERF. But apparently, this is not the case. No one already has XHRF. Julian Santiago told us that the 1650 X-band station in Mexico City reactivated. It was being heard again UT July 7th at 0136. It's called Zer Radio. That's Z-E-R, but the call letters are X-E-A-R-Z. They had appeared previously, but only for a day or two around the 1st of May, so it remains to be heard if they're back on to stay. Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, B.C. says a rare West Coast pirate was just blasting in at 0425 tune-in July 6th on 6925 USB. They said they were broadcasting from the Pacific coast of North America. Really nice bluegrass music. It should be pretty widely heard, if, of course, they come back on. DX Discovery of the Week by Ron Howard in California. 6040, heard July 9th. From 0844 to 1029 UT, NBC National Radio, the voice of Papua New Guinea in English. This, of course, was on the occasion of their much-contested election in PNG. At first, the location of this transmission was not at all clear. In fact, they even mentioned Fiji, but apparently that was not part of an ID. I note that the World Radio TV Handbook shows 6040 as an inactive frequency for Radio Milne Bay in PNG, but I bet it's really coming from Port Moresby. Since it was obviously connected with the elections, it might not last. It could be just a special transmission, but it was still being widely heard July 9th, 10th, and 11th, some using remote receivers if necessary, and I could just barely pick it up direct. This certainly caught the attention of David Rickwish in New Zealand, who's the PNG country editor for the WRTH. He was listening not only to 6040, but to 4890, the old NBC PNG frequency, which has been reactivated as well. But they were announcing 4890 and 9675, another previous frequency, which has yet to be heard. After contacting Papua New Guinea, David Rickwish followed up with this. Port Moresby has reactivated 4890 for breaking coverage of the national election, in addition to 6040 with the same program, a simulcast of Kundu TV. Both transmitters are at Port Moresby, although 6040 is nominally licensed to Alotau in Milne Bay. But NBC there says it's only broadcasting on 3365, as usual, in two FM frequencies. And the hours when 6040 is on the air have been determined by David Kernick in England, who heard them going off at 1526, and by S. Hasegawa in Japan, who heard them signing on at 1901, actually 30 hertz below 6040. Now about that new Peruvian shortwave station I mentioned last week with a target date of August 8th on 4810. More about this from Henrik Clements in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin. According to Rafael Rodriguez, the transmissions will be in the vernacular language, such as Shuar, as it is called in Ecuador. HCJB is co-sponsoring this venture. And there is a report in German of this, dated March 10th of last year, which I got a Google translation of. Here are some excerpts. It's titled News from the Peruvian Jungle. Jairo Sangama, a Quechua Indian from San Martin, has a project for a Christian radio station. His church has a daily two-hour broadcast on a local station. For years, they had the vision of building a Christian station in Chasuta and broadcasting in several Indian languages. They're receiving support from HCJB and the Summer Institute of Linguistics. Planned budget for constructing the station is $180 kilodollars U.S. The biggest challenge is to obtain the necessary government approvals. The paperwork in Peru is not always easy. But apparently by now, more than a year later, that has been accomplished, and all that remains is to actually install the equipment and get the station on the air. Bob Wilkner in Florida, Cumbre DX, reports Radio Manantial, Huancayo, Peru, 4986.34 variable, 29 June at midnight 50 to 0100, and it's been on the air each night since that time. He heard it also on July 2nd at midnight 36. However, Henry Clements in Sweden says, be careful, Pedro Arunatigi says in his upcoming Chasqui DX newsletter, that it's actually announcing as Radio Voz Cristiana. It is still referred to in loggings as Radio Manantial, but has anyone actually heard that name? Remember that Tamil Tigers station, clandestine for Sri Lanka, that was reported a few weeks ago on 12250 and then 12225, which apparently turned out to be Sri Lankan government jamming instead of that actual station. Well, apparently it has now shown up on a different frequency. S. Hasegawa in Japan says he had an NID in Tamil on 12140, signing on at 1530, July 7th. It hadn't been heard by another Japanese DXer until sign-off July 5th at 1630. Wolfgang Büschel also heard it, closing July 7th, just after 1630, on exactly 12140 to three decimal places, which I suppose would indicate it's a professional transmitter rather than something in the jungle. Sasagawa posted a YouTube of it, and Dave Kernick heard them announce a website. It's pulikalinkural.com, i.e. Voice of the Tigers. And their website, although it's all in Tamil, does show in numbers we can read 12140, and the time is 21 to 22, which is Sri Lanka, 5.5 hours ahead of UT. Another website you may want to try to Google Translate is votradio.com. Should you be visiting Washington, D.C. this summer or any time, you may want to take a tour of the Voice of America. Every so often we have a reminder of this, such as in the July-August issue of Medium Wave News. They're available to the public at no cost. The tours are given most weekdays at noon and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, you can find it on the VOA website at www.insidevoa.com and look for the studio tour. George McClintock has put together a high-quality video tour of the new number 2 transmitter at WTWW. Look for it at the website, WTWW.us. After many months of manana promises, WRNO Worldwide finally back on the air. First reported by George Thurman in Texas, UT July 6th at 0300 on 7505. He says good signal, but awful audio quality and modulation, parallel to their web stream. I heard it a few minutes later and found the frequency was even further off than it had been when last heard a sesquiyear ago, below 7506. Now it's above that, 7506.36 approximately. It's been on and off more or less, but only it seems between 01 and 04 UT at most, and most recently just open carrier. So it seems they're still not totally serious about resuming shortwave broadcasting. Wayne Heinen of the National Radio Club advises that Mark Heller at WGBW 1590 in Wisconsin advises he'll be conducting another DX test Sunday morning, July 15th, from midnight to 2 a.m. Central Time. That's just after Saturday night. This may be the last test for a while from WGBW, as they've received a construction permit for night operation at 500 watts. That's 05 to 07 UT Sunday, July 15th on 1590. In ABDX, Todd Roberts reports an interesting format on 1660 from Southwest Florida. It's WCNZ Marcus Island, Naples. It calls itself 1660 The Avenue, playing what they call a timeless, cool format, a mix of jazz, pop, and rock vocals. Always interesting to hear a new format, especially on AM. Technical quality sounds excellent, and their signal in South Carolina often dominates the channel in the evenings. Alexander Dyatishchov in Ukraine was wondering if Vatican's 1611 frequency is still on the air as shown in some versions of their schedule. He got a reply from VR's frequency manager saying it is no longer in operation in analog or digital. Another comment from DRM enthusiast Rafael Diniz in Brazil. Remember, Venezuela is almost ready to go on the air with their shortwave DRM-ready facilities, and they will broadcast to North America. However, Tom Sundstrom, from whom we've not heard in a long time, replied on RadioReference.com, I wonder if the project will ever be finalized. It's doubtful that Chavez will survive until the election. And I don't see any obvious antenna construction at the transmitter site in a Google photo of this year. Ron Howard in California reports Ho Chi Minh Radio, the Vietnam coastal radio station known as Vichypel, on 8294 USB, with a 12-minute broadcast starting at 1305 June 30th in Vietnamese and English, with news about marine conditions. They start saying, all stations, this is Ho Chi Minh Radio, three times. There have been lots of solar flares and radio blackouts this month, really degrading shortwave reception. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued July 9th, however, shows ANKN sees mostly 5 and 2, until July 27th to 29th, when they hit 20 and 4. Solar flux dropping from 145 July 12th to 105 on the 20th and 21st, and up to a peak of 165 starting July 28th. That's World of Radio, 1625. I'm Glenn Hauser.